Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news. My guest tonight is Fahima Adia from Momentum Securities. Fahima, let's start with this. Resource stocks finishing stronger last night, but the performance today just a little off the pace.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, so the resource sector looking a bit more flat today. I see financials have been higher, but I think resources may be losing a bit of that steam that we saw yesterday, as there are concerns that the U.S. trade reciprocal deadlines are just around the corner. So that's expected on the 9th of July. And there were also some weaker data that came out. So yesterday in the U.S., we saw the ADP private payrolls showed a surprise contraction. And also in China, the China's Caixin Services PMI fell to a nine-month low, which showed some slow expansion. So I think that's having a bit of an impact on our resources today.
And Fahima, more broadly on the JSE, the sense is a really strong first half for the bourse this year. And the question is, can the all share reach 100,000 points at any level? What's your reading of overall performance?
Yes, overall, I think it's been a great first half, Jeremy. So year to date, up about 15%. And I think a lot of that's been driven by the resource sector. So gold has continued to perform quite well, and the PGM sector showed quite a sharp recovery, which did help to drive that. And I do think it's possible, you know, we could see this move a lot higher and potentially move beyond that 100,000 point mark. There is a lot of macro factors that will weigh in the next half. The big one, of course, is those reciprocal trade tariffs and how that plays out in the coming months, what impact that will have on global growth and inflation. And I think the other factor locally is whether the GNU will continue as is, given all the tensions we are seeing between the ANC and the DA.
Fahima, I've got the rand at 17.52 today. The strength continues. Is this likely to, is the upward trajectory likely to continue, do you think?
So it's been doing quite well, mostly because of the dollar weakness. So the dollar's weakened significantly. But I think what's also been working in the rand's favor is the comments from the Reserve Bank regarding the inflation target that is expected to come down to 3%. But I think what's really having the big impact here is the weakness in the dollar because of the big, beautiful bill in the U.S. that has now moved to the U.S. after passing, sorry, to the House after passing the Senate. And if that bill is passed, it's expected to actually increase the U.S. deficit quite a lot. And investors are really starting to lose confidence in the dollar because of that and turning to other safer havens like gold, which I think is what's really putting that pressure on the dollar.
Fahima, let's look at a little bit of company news. Let's start with Pick n Pay. And it was interesting to see the company, which is undergoing a major restructure, is now flagging Spaza shops as a significant retail force. But we kind of knew this all along, didn't we?
Yes, I think so. I think it just wasn't really officially recognized, or there wasn't enough attention paid to it up until now. But it looks like it's definitely taking on a more important role in the economy. And like Pick n Pay says, it's becoming a more competitive force in the retail grocery market in particular. And apparently that's starting to put a bit of pressure on the traditional supermarket models, given that these Spaza shops have such a low cost base and really enables them to offer better, more competitive prices. The government also introduced a 500 million rand Spaza shop support fund to assist these vendors. So I think that's helping. But Stats SA also reported that it looks like the informal sector now accounts for about 19.5% of total employment. So I think that really does provide the much needed income and job opportunity for a lot of people out there.
And Fahima, let's look at the technology sector, and specifically Bytes Technology. It's a hardware and software reseller. Share plunging by 25% yesterday, although I see there's been a little bit of recovery today, up by about 2.5%.
Yeah, so it looks like what drove that massive sell-off was just a trading update, which showed that their first half operating profit is expected to fall. And that's just due to corporate customers in the UK spending less on tech due to quite a tough environment over there. And the expectation now is that Bytes will actually not achieve its full year guidance of double digit growth across its gross profit and also probably not achieved those high digit single operating profit growth numbers either. So I think that was just quite a huge reaction just to that update.
It's still a shared jump or shared drop of 25% is an enormous figure. Another share that's not performing too well today is Raynet. It put an advisory out this morning on the sale of its pension insurance corporation. I think that's UK-based. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And the share price today, just pulling it up on my screen, is down by around 4.5%.
Yes, that's correct, Jeremy. It is UK-based. So there's been a lot of media speculation for a while on this, and that's why Raynet's share price was up in the past few weeks. But now that they've put out that official announcement and they've confirmed that Athora Holdings has approached them to sell that stake in Pension Insurance Corporation Group. So Raynet does own about 49.5% of PIC, and it looks like that offers around £5.7 billion. So I think it is quite attractive to what it's been listed at in Raynet's books. So it could just be some profit taking there after investors, already bought the shares a while back. But they haven't really confirmed at this stage if they will be accepting that offer or not.
And Fahima, finally tonight, the South African Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has vowed to increase its regulation over mutual banks, as well as other banks that don't comply with legislation. Give us your reading on that, but perhaps also help us and explain to us what a mutual bank is.
Yeah, sure. So a mutual bank is generally the smaller banks that you will find in the banking sector. They generally have total assets, I'd say, of under 4 billion. An example of that would be the likes of Finbond, GBS. So it looks like the Prudential Authority is saying it's become necessary to increase regulation because of the growth we are seeing in these mutual banks over the years. And if you look at the existing regulations, it actually doesn't address all the necessary issues for these mutual banks. So the new regulations will be focused on things like, risk management, interest rate risk, liquidity, capital, and so forth. And I think it's quite important because you do need to be able to provide protection to the bank's customers who are making those deposits there, just to safeguard their investments. So it does seem like a step in the right direction here.
And that's where we are going to leave it. We'll have another conversation next week. That is Fahima Adia from Momentum Securities with our Thursday evening markets and company report. Fahima, thank you very much indeed.
Hot 1027.
Hot Business brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Tailored solutions, deep insights built around your business, your sector, your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.